Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Chinese Stories for Language Learners Starter Level by AL Language Cafe is a beginner-focused graded reader for elementary Mandarin study. It presents 12 short, accessible stories designed to help new learners practice reading Chinese in a structured, low-pressure way. Each story is supported by multiple layers of guidance, Chinese characters for authentic exposure, pinyin to connect pronunciation to the written form, an English translation to confirm meaning, and a targeted vocabulary section to reinforce key words and phrases. This combination makes the book suitable for self-study learners who need clear scaffolding as well as classroom students who want extra reading practice outside lessons. Rather than functioning as a full course with extensive grammar lectures, the book uses story-based input to build familiarity with common sentence patterns, everyday vocabulary, and reading flow as a starter-level title in a leveled reader approach. Its purpose is confidence building, helping learners move from isolated words and drills to understanding short connected texts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, graded reading as a beginner-friendly pathway. A key feature of the book is its graded reader design, which aims to make Chinese reading approachable from the earliest stages. For many beginners, authentic texts feel overwhelming because they combine unfamiliar characters, new vocabulary, and fast-moving sentence structures. A graded reader reduces that burden by keeping stories short and aligned to a starter level, so learners can focus on comprehension rather than constant decoding. By working through multiple stories, readers get repeated exposure to foundational structures in meaningful context, which supports automaticity and reduces reliance on word-by-word translation. The story format also gives learners a reason to keep reading, since narrative curiosity often motivates more than isolated exercises. Because the book is organized around short elementary stories, it can be used in small daily sessions, enabling consistent practice that is often more effective than occasional long study blocks. In this way, the book functions as a bridge between beginner coursework and more independent reading, helping learners develop the habit of encountering Chinese as connected text rather than as disconnected vocabulary lists. Secondly, characters and pinyin presented together for decoding support. The book supports early literacy by pairing Chinese characters with pinyin, an approach that can reduce frustration while learners build recognition. Characters are the core of written Mandarin, but beginners frequently struggle to connect a character they see on the page with a sound and a meaning. Pinyin provides a pronunciation guide that makes reading possible before character knowledge is fully developed, allowing learners to practice fluency and rhythm. At the same time, keeping characters visible ensures that learners are not limited to romanization and can gradually associate recurring characters with familiar words. Used well, this side-by-side presentation encourages a progression first relying on pinyin to read smoothly, then increasingly noticing character patterns and remembering them through repetition across stories. This is especially practical for self-learners who may not have a teacher to model pronunciation. The combination also supports listening and speaking goals indirectly, because reading with pinyin reinforces tones and syllable structure. Overall, the format helps learners decode text without abandoning the long-term objective of character literacy. Thirdly, English translation as a comprehension and self-study tool. Each story includes an English translation, which plays an important role in self-checking and confidence building. For beginners, guessing meaning from context is useful but can also lead to persistent misunderstandings if there is no way to verify interpretation. A clear translation lets readers confirm what they understood, identify where comprehension broke down, and revisit specific sentences to see how meaning is expressed in Chinese. This feedback loop is particularly valuable when studying alone because it substitutes for the quick clarification a teacher might provide. Translation support can also help learners notice common structural differences between English and Chinese, such as how time words, topics, or basic word order may appear in simple sentences without requiring long theoretical explanations. Having both languages available makes the book flexible. Learners can first attempt the Chinese text, then consult the translation as needed, or read the translation first to reduce anxiety, and then return to the Chinese for focused decoding. Used strategically, translation becomes a learning aid rather than a crutch, guiding readers toward accurate understanding. Fourthly, vocabulary lists for targeted review and retention. The included vocabulary sections help transform reading into a structured learning cycle. When learners meet new words in a story, they often understand them in the moment but forget them later unless they are reviewed. A curated vocabulary list highlights the key items from each reading, making it easier to revisit and consolidate what mattered most. This supports intentional practice such as spaced repetition, quick quizzes, or writing simple example sentences using the listed words. It also improves reading efficiency on a second pass after reviewing the vocabulary. Learners can reread the story with fewer interruptions, which strengthens fluency and reinforces word recognition in context. For beginners who are easily overwhelmed by the sheer volume of possible Chinese vocabulary, the lists provide a manageable scope and a clear sense of progress story by story. They also help learners notice that words are not just isolated definitions, but tools used repeatedly in sentences. By linking vocabulary to a narrative situation, the book encourages the kind of contextual memory that is often more durable than memorizing from an unrelated word bank. Lastly, building a sustainable reading routine with short stories. The structure of 12 short stories is well suited to building a consistent reading habit, which is often the missing ingredient for steady language improvement. Beginners frequently abandon reading practice because texts are too long, too difficult, or too time-consuming to finish, creating a sense of failure. Short stories lower that barrier. They fit into a daily routine, provide quick completion wins, and make it easier to repeat readings for deeper learning. Repetition matters in Chinese, where learners need multiple encounters with words and characters before they become familiar. With brief texts, rereading becomes realistic rather than tedious. The story-based format also allows learners to practice reading for meaning, not just decoding, which supports comprehension skills that carry over into conversations and listening. Additionally, a set of multiple stories lets learners observe their own improvement across the book, from slower, more assisted reading to smoother, more confident processing. As a practical study tool, this format pairs well with complementary activities such as reading aloud, shadowing the pinyin for pronunciation practice, or summarizing the English meaning in simple Chinese, all within a controlled starter-level environment. In conclusion, this book is best suited to beginner and early elementary Mandarin learners who want guided reading practice that feels achievable. Self-learners will benefit from the built-in scaffolding, since characters, pinyin, English translations, and vocabulary lists combine to create a complete loop of attempt, check, and review. Classroom students can use it as an extra reader to strengthen recognition of common words and sentence patterns between lessons, especially when they need more exposure than a textbook dialogue provides. The practical benefits are straightforward: more time spent reading connected Chinese, improved comfort with characters alongside pronunciation support, and vocabulary learned in context rather than in isolation. Intellectually, it helps learners shift from thinking of Chinese as a collection of rules to experiencing it as comprehensible text, which is essential for long-term fluency. What makes it stand out among similar beginner resources is its balanced presentation. It does not force learners to choose between characters and pinyin, and it does not leave them guessing meaning without a reliable reference. As a starter-level graded reader, it is a realistic stepping stone toward longer and less supported Chinese materials. If you would like to support AL Language Cafe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.